Between one-fourth and one-third of military personnel who served in the Persian Gulf during the early 1990s have headaches, skin rashes, widespread pain, and other conditions. A review of various studies in the 17 years since Operation Desert Storm has been done by the Research Advisory Committee. It makes recommendations to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Their findings? Gulf War illness is a real physical condition and should not be confused with chronic fatigue syndrome or post-traumatic stress. Gulf War veteran Anthony Hardy of Wisconsin served on that committee. It's calling for $61 million a year in federal funding to help Gulf War vets. That's far less than what the government has committed for PTSD following the most recent war in Iraq.
Federal Gulf War health research programs historically have done a very poor job at addressing issues related to Gulf War illness. There's a need for a federal research commitment to identify effective treatments for Gulf War illness.
The report says no single thing causes the multi-symptom illness. The most likely causes include pesticides used during the Gulf War and pills used to protect against nerve gas. The report says there's less evidence to link anthrax vaccine, smoke from burning oil wells, and depleted uranium. In some cases, there were just too few studies to make a conclusion. Other studies were done on animals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.